I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. My name's Barney, and to my left is my good mate, Stiffy. How the fuck are you, brother?
Fucking hell, Barney. Welcome, mate. Siri, I'm amazing.
Like, pumped.
We've got a little bit going on today.
I've got the goosebumps.
I just said to you off air, I'm a little bit nervous.
A little bit nervous. I don't know why.
Is there because something's looking at us?
Mate, I think it's because the sign.
Is it the sign?
It could be the sign. We've had the painters in here all week doing this
stuff. It took a while for them to slap that up.
Yeah,
fucking hell.
No expense spared, mate. It is our very first one with the recording. We've got some video. We've got some lighting. You're actually looking really good in this lighting.
So this is going to be our first one that obviously we are recording so that we can chop up and do some visuals and some clips. Because we haven't promoted this potty yet, have we?
Yep.
What we've been doing in the background is just chipping along, getting some sorted out. It's like the library banked up so that when we do release the beast or, you know, start letting people know that we are
the lads, ugly faces.
So. Yeah, you can be able to see us. So, and yes, we are the lads. So, you know, we're all about lifestyle, adventures, and some good old cracking daily stories. That's what lads stands for. Just two lads enjoying a few tins. So hang the fuck on while we give you a grin. That's kind of what we're all about, isn't it?
That's what we're going to do.
So,
mate,
here we are. This week, before we get into that, should we get our fucking little
bit of house?
Should we get something fucking wet and drink? All right.
Yeah, let's get a drink.
All right, let's get into it.
We've actually got a new fridge.
I'm thirsty.
I've always been the one to have to fucking go up and get the shouts and shit.
Well, so hang on a sec.
Table.
You did, yeah. You made this new table, and in this table
is a fridge.
Is the fridge. So instead of you, so now you don't have to walk all the way fucking over there to get to it. All right.
Yeah.
So you can,
I'll get one out for you.
Go for
it's
mate.
It's like a TARDIS in there, so it's pretty big.
Oh, that's cool. She even makes a bit of a squeaky noise there, Braz. All right, what's in the hole? What's in the death pit of piss? Oh, fuck, yes. Righto. What have we got here? Tell me all about it.
Mate, we've got a little fat lamb. Brewed ginger beer. Oh, and it's an 8%er too.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to kick your ass.
Oh, righto. So, little fat lambs.
Cheers, Buzz.
Cheers, big ears. Welcome to the first visual, Barney. Let's get into it. Yeah. Oh. Dude, have you been practicing again this week? Because that was a fucking amazing.
Yeah, all week.
Oh, fuck me. Cheers, mate. Let's see what this one is. Mmm. Definitely ginger.
Mmm, that's good.
I'll tell you what, they go down all right. Proudly Australian made. 8% you think? Well, it is.
It is. It actually says there 8%.
That could get a bit dangerous later on, couldn't it? Because they taste fucking amazing.
Yep. I like it.
You do?
Yep.
So do I. Mmm. That's good.
Mmm.
Oh, hell.
So, your week.
Mate, okay. So, how long has it been since we caught up? Today's Sunday.
Yeah, we normally
catch up on a Friday night, yeah. Right? So it's we had a bit going on, and to get what we've got going on today with the studio, even though it's not really a studio, but it is, we had a bit going on with that, setting up this. We've actually got a good mate of ours, Noah in the background from Peak Productions. He's here helping us out with that. So
yeah, thanks very much for that.
Thumbs up for that. So mate, it being a Sunday, it's kind of weird that we're doing this on a Sunday because we've only ever done it really on Friday nights.
Yeah, so I've been away. So I've been up at bloody Torben Lee.
You did?
For work.
That's
so went away for 3 nights and didn't know. They actually said you could be away as long as 10.
That's right.
Well, I'm not going to be able to catch up with Stiffy. So I was off that. So
you did tell me that at the beginning of the week that we might not be able to actually get one done this week.
So I've been up there, sort of a bit of a mining camp sort of scenario. So The food was really good. Bloody, yeah.
Are you heading back? Like, what's the plan with that?
Don't think so, mate. I think it was just a bit of a one-off. So, to cover one of the boys that that was up there. So,
yep.
Yeah, so it was just good to get out of town again.
Yep. But so, mate, how was your weekend? So, it's on Sunday now. So, what have you...
So, my weekend was young fella's 21st birthday.
That's right. That was Thursday?
It was Thursday.
Wednesday, yep. A bit of a blur, isn't it?
No, Wednesday, actually. It was Wednesday. Yep. So, went out for dinner then and then went away up to Torbenlea up there then. So, but we had his birthday party on Saturday night, which was last night.
Yep.
And, had the family over and all his mates and stuff like that. So, we went out for dinner.
Yeah,
and
cool.
And then all them come back to the house and camped outside, which was fucking freezing last night too.
So last night was cold.
He must be pretty smart because, all the others are out in swags and he's just marched himself back up to bed. And
the luxury of having a party at home.
Yeah, at home. So that's not right. You're supposed to stay with your mate. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was smarter to go for a warm bed.
Yeah,
right?
And I must say too, a lot of people are saying the new generation, this younger generation are a bit arrogant and not good and that, mate. These were a great bunch of kids, eh?
Yeah.
Or 21-year-olds. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, very responsible. Respectful, responsible. Oh, still doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But having fun at the same time.
And it actually leads me to one of the stories. So one of the boys there, he has bought himself a Nissan four-wheel drive. He thought it was a four-wheel drive, but it actually wasn't a four-wheel drive. So it's and this bloke's a mechanic too. So
what happened there?
He's traded himself in a Colorado for this Nissan. It's huge, mate. It's bigger than the Ram. It's got a big statue, 35s on it and shit like that. And then he found out it was only two-wheel drive.
Oh, okay.
Poor bugger.
Well, yeah, not hard to find out. Anyway.
It looks like a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, yeah.
It smells like a four-wheel drive.
I get that, but there's no drive shafts going to the front wheels. Yeah, there's no front diff.
And it's high enough you sort of get under and check, so.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
rookie error.
And his name's Jeff.
Oh, geez, you're really doing him in here.
Yeah, so Jeff. So shout out to you, Jeff.
Yeah, righto. Fucking hell, Jeff.
Mate, cheers for that. it was a good little story that you told me. I had to fucking...
had to share it around. Definitely.
But, mate, yeah, other than that, mate, been away, young fella's party, and, busy making the new table with the fridge in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, but what have you been doing?
Mate, since it's been, Friday night, actually last time we caught up, we were talking about the boys, they were Winnerray racing this weekend, last weekend. And so that was the round two of the ARB series, and it was a massive effort for Justin. Of course, he's been on the potty before of going through Alice Springs, Rady Rah, dropping all the boys off, or picking the boys up and getting to this race. It was epic, right? And I sort of wrote it off that we weren't actually going to get to this race because of the damage we had leading up to it. So the balance was right for me to stay home, so I did. Anyway, Levi got in the car this last weekend for the race. Mate, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a little song just to give you an idea on how they went.
Right out.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We are the champions, my friend.
He's brought it home.
Mate, he has fucking brought home the bacon. Massive effort from JR to even just to get to that fucking race was...
We did cover that in the interview with him.
Fucking out of control. Yeah. And his weekend was pretty flawless. On Saturday, their prologue was really good. He got himself set up in a good position. And then the race... Saturday afternoon, their first race lap. They only got to do one lap on Saturday afternoon. Our main competitor actually had a little issue with a 25-minute electrical issue that sort of put him out of the race, really. And Justin just drove the wheels off it and got a really big gap towards second place and third place and fourth place. So he won the first day, in first position in class. So going into day two on the Sunday, where his day two looks like two laps, and these laps are 80 kilometres long.
Yep.
So two laps, 45-minute service break to refuel, regather, go out and do another two laps. So he started the morning in first place on Sunday, and he just really just drove the thing consistently and came home in first place. So we are now leading the Australian series in first place in Class 6 for Side-by-Side Pro.
Fucking
so well that's done. Pretty epic.
Well done.
So well done, Justin, mate. Hats off to you. Yep. A massive effort.
Mate, to drive out to Alice Springs.
First.
Three new axles.
To pick all that shit up, yeah. And then to drive down to South Australia, Port Augusta, then back up through to Hillston in New South Wales.
Then fix the diff? Or did he fix
it? I did that out at Alice Springs, yeah. So he fixed it all out there. And, like, it's just epic. Like, the guy is...
A lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. So to bring it home in first place, to now be leading the championships for the Australian series, like, that's next level.
Yep.
So, mate, there's only two more rounds to go, and Gundawindi's next. But that's in, like, 4 weeks, I think. And I think you might be coming out to it. Yep. We'll see how that goes.
I'll be there.
Other than that, mate, I was pumped for him. So last weekend was the racing. This week, just concentrating on work, of course. That's busy for me. And this weekend's just been getting ready for this. Like, it's been exciting to...
Yeah, with the new video set up and the lighting and, yeah.
Correct.
Who knew to be so much in it?
I'm excited for this. So, you know. Anyway, we'll see how this pans out with the visuals these days. So it's good.
We'll give it a go.
So, mate, that drink, how's that going for you,
mate? It's really nice. I reckon I could probably go another one in a minute, but yeah, not.
Oh, that's good. So. Mate, a little bit of admin, of course. We've sort of jumped the gun again. We could have pretty good at this. The stats for this potty, mate, it's looking good. We've got after our last couple of you know, you've got to remember, we haven't advertised this potty yet. So the stats in the background are growing. I'm pretty happy to see that. We're actually in a couple of countries that I never thought we'd be in. Russia, Canada.
Russia.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Putin's obviously listening. It's shout out to Putin.
Oh, Putin. I wonder if his mate, bloody Kim Long Jung over in China's going to dial in.
It wouldn't. Yeah, Spotify wouldn't be in North Korea, would it?
I don't know.
Shout out to North Koreans, actually. Yeah,
maybe.
Ring in.
So that's good. I'm glad to see the stats are growing, even though we're not promoting it just yet, but we will be. And you know,
that is our next goal. So trying to promote it, get it out there
and grow it. Like we're starting to grow as you and me doing this on a regular basis. So the email line's coming in as well. Like the lads' email address, the rant line is going pretty good. Getting some good yarns in on that. So that's good to see. So yeah, it's pretty much good. What, you got anything to cover off
mate,
this morning?
Yeah, we got a little bit of news. Did you see that, Gary the Griller has been returned to the nursing home?
What?
Yeah. So Gary the Griller was, actually stolen from a nursing home. So it was in Victoria somewhere and, had been stolen. So someone's fucking stolen this 1.5 metre gorilla. And it was actually spotted by Polair in Victoria in someone's back garden. So imagine the coppers sitting up there in that fucking chopper. They were obviously looking for something else and not, they weren't looking for Gary the gorilla. But yeah, they fucking gorilla sitting in the corner. And so they've actually found it and it's actually been returned. So a very good
story. Was that this week?
It was probably 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, it was... But it does lead me into one thing. So what have you actually stolen on the way home from a drunk night?
Oh, dude. Oh, depends on what decade we'd talk about because, you know, being 45 now. But, mate, the one thing I can think of is, signs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing myself in here, Barney. So road signs, of course. We've had a collection of road signs over the years.
Do you need the cone of silence?
Probably need that cone of silence to come in.
We can't really use it at the moment.
Mate, even some witches' hats and stuff like that, I guess just I don't like to steal stuff, but I do borrow things. You know, you can always put it back.
It's more like finding it. So it's not stealing, it's what have you found on your way home, on your drunk walk home. So a couple of my mates actually, was two of them, they went coming home and found a concrete park bench.
A concrete park bench.
Yeah. So that wasn't bolted down. So it must have been a new park bench that was dumped there. They're going to obviously bolt it down the next day and everything. So they've carted it home and put it out in the back patio.
Concrete?
Yeah, so it's got concrete, yeah, the tops
on it. Yeah, 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 but wouldn't that be fucking heavy?
Yeah, really heavy. So when you're drunk, you sort of,
you become
superpowers. So they've carted this thing home. The next morning to get it back out took 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that with that piss, they could pick it up.
Mm. So ring in and fucking let us know what have you found. Maybe you've returned it or not. Yeah, or if you want the cone of silence and we won't tell anyone.
Well, definitely. So. What's that email address? The lads.
The ladspotty at gmail.com.
Yeah, well done. Mate, this week I actually I went shopping on Tuesday night with the kids. And Kai's got his learners, right? So he drives me around when I've got the kids and put the shopping in the car. And I forgot that he put all of his school bags and stuff on one side. And I opened the car door and his hat fell out and whatnot. I'm like, oh, shit. So I picked his hat up off the ground and put it back in the car and shut the car door. And, you know, put the shopping in and we took off and he's driving. And our local Woolworths at the moment has got all that roadworks out the front. Yeah. Right? And I always get stones stuck in my tires and they eventually fly out. But you hear that tink, 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 tink noise as you're driving away. So anyway, we're driving away and Kai's like, oh, that must have a rock in there. I'm like, yeah, it'll fly out when it wants to. And we drove 15 minutes home. This noise just didn't want to go away. It's like tink, 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 all the way home. We get home and we start unloading and getting in the house and whatnot. And, of course, the next day the kids got school, so Kai's charging his laptop. And he's like, oh, I found what that noise was. And the power cord was fucking fell out of the door. I've shut the door. The power cord's laying on the ground and it's getting ground away by the bitumen as we're driving. Like, ting, 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 ting. Yeah, so he picked up the, showed me the, there's, you know, the three prongs.
Yeah. We're not using gone. That anymore.
Fucking gone, mate.
Absolutely. And this is why we can't have anything nice.
Absolutely pissed myself laughing like, well, you're not going to be able to charge your laptop tonight, are you? So anyway, use your sisters to charge that up. Oh, fucking funny, eh?
Yeah. But yeah, no, bloody, I actually did have to go to Telstra this week. Fucking balls my piss quicker than a hotel kettle going into that fucking joint, eh?
Telstra.
I
do you have to pre-book?
Well, this is one of the things. I just walk in there with my phone. Like, it's got a remember how it had a pink fucking line down the middle of it?
Oh, you're
the phone.
Yep.
I'm just going, fuck it. I'm going to take it in there. It's under warranty. I'm going, fuck it. I'm going in there. And it just, the whole way in there, I'm going, oh, they're going to fuck me around. They're going to fuck me around. You walk in there. Oh, have you got a booking? No, I don't have a booking. I just want to have a look at my phone. Oh, yeah, we can send that away for you. I said, that's fine, but are you going to give me that? Yeah, but it's not an iPhone. Well, I can't fucking drive anything else. So I'm already starting to fucking get red in the face and shit like that. And they sorry, sir, we can't help you.
Yeah.
They're too interested now in selling fucking TVs and Boost fucking earphones and everything else other than that. So I go all the way up there to Apple at Carindale.
Yeah.
So that's about an hour away.
Yeah. Well, being it's an Apple iPhone, it's probably
I know, but I bought it from Telstra. don't protect them. No.
Righto.
If they just fucking start looking at service rather than selling TVs and shit.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing that...
And a booking.
Yeah.
I'm not making bookings.
You're not?
No, to get a haircut I can.
Well, not many... Okay, so men's hairdressers, the one I go to, you just rock up because, you know, you just get in line.
Yeah.
Do you book your hairdresser?
Well, not really, but yeah, I think like a hairdressing, you would sort of, that's something you make a booking or a dinner booking.
Yeah.
Not walking into a Telstra shop.
I took my mum for her birthday on Thursday. Her birthday was Friday, so I took her out Friday night and didn't do a booking, just rocked up. And you know when you get that look from the people and you're like, yeah, we're here, yep, just the four of us for dinner. And then the chick will go, have you made a booking? And I'm like, oh, fuck, are we going over this, are we? And I could look in, like, this table's empty. But I'm like, no, I haven't had a booking. Fucking just...
Yeah.
There.
Just sit us over there.
You know, and you get the fucking, oh, yeah, I don't know. We're pretty busy. It's Friday night. I'm like, okay, I get that. But is, you know, whatever. She's like, oh, I'll go find out. Anyway, she went for a walk and she come back. She's like, yeah, I can fit you in. But you get that sinking gut feeling of, fuck, okay, all right, I probably should have done a fucking booking so you secure yourself into at least a table. But you know what? I probably should have done it because there's these nice booths. You know when you go to eat somewhere and you get either a fucking dirty old table or you get to sit outside. And at the moment, winter at the moment isn't too bad, but outside can be a little bit chilly. But you look back inside and you're like, oh, those booths would have been nice. Yep. You take that mental fucking snapshot again. And you're like, righto, neck time. Well, fucking make a booking. Yeah. Don't be a dickhead, Stiffy. Make a fucking booking.
Yep. So next time I will make a booking going to Telstra, but it does bore my piss. So
did Telstra want you to phone, or is it just like booking on an app? Like, what's the deal with those bookings?
Oh, not sure. I actually didn't pay any attention at all. I think it was too pissed
Fuck
off
Telstra.
When I was walking in there. Like, yeah. I reckon I was already upset before I went in there. So
thing about that is going, like
they're gonna fuck me around.
I did go to a different telco, and you just don't get the fucking coverage, like for us being rural.
Yeah.
And then when I go racing, fuck me, when I wasn't with Telstra, it was a fuck around.
Yeah, no, I've got to go. The best of the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
But then
like,
you walk into Apple, mate, and you feel welcomed. Oh, yeah, we'll fix that under warranty. Oh, we can do that for you now.
Yeah.
Like, everything's fucking easy.
Mm.
So, fuck Telstra. They can eat a bag of dicks.
Big bag. Like, big bag of dicks.
Giant bag of dicks.
Oh,
stop
dude.
Selling TVs and start doing service.
So, you know how we get into a bit of betting, right? We do a bit of
on the dogs.
On the doggies. Yeah. We do the dish liggers. I want to talk to you about a different type of racing. Pigeon racing. What the fuck is pigeon racing? Yep. Can you explain to me what pigeon racing is?
Well, it's pigeons that go fast, I suppose, yeah.
But how do they structure it? It's not like, okay, you go to the dish lickers, right? You go to the doggies. It's on the screen. They've got
so
fucking six gates.
On the lead or anything
you put
like
them
that,
in the, so. You put them in the fucking box. Boom goes the rabbit and they're gone, right? Pigeon racing.
Yeah, I actually have no idea on this.
How the fuck do pigeons race?
It's obviously fucking flat out. I suppose like anything you race, really.
Like obviously it's fast. Timed event or whatever, but and
isn't
and
it a homing pigeon? So well, isn't it point to point?
Correct. It's more of a destination, isn't it? Like if
actually
if you take,
I have a mate that does pigeon racing.
Well, fucking, how does it work?
We'll get him on. We'll get Pat on and see if he can actually explain to us because. Yeah, like.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know, how do you make the odds for pigeon racing? Like, it's a race.
You can't bet on it, can you?
I don't know. Can you? Should we email Bluebet and say, fuck, let's get on the pigeon race?
We need someone to Google this shit, actually. So
obviously, it's surely more of a not. Destination thing, right? Obviously, a truck takes these pigeons out, and it's they only know one place to go, right? Home. Where else are they going to go?
Well, that's why they call them homing pigeons.
Are they going to go to the pub? Like, all right, boys, fucking let's go to the pub.
Actually, I wonder if you can bet on how many do not make it home. Like how many get hit by a truck or something.
How many get fucking ingested into a 747 Boeing as it fucking flies? That's where I thought you were going with it.
Well, yeah, one way or another, or get taken out by a hawk, or is there odds for that? Maybe. We should start betting on it.
And wouldn't it be amazing? Like, you know, with the off-road racing and with V8 supercars and Formula One, it's all televised. Imagine if they strap a fucking GoPro to a pigeon. And
gone.
And what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Pigeon racing. Yeah. And then you've got commentators saying, oh, fucking Blue Betty, fucking come round the corner over the tree, you know, like running this fucking pigeon home.
Wouldn't you hate to be a fucking commentator for that?
Pigeon racing. Yeah. At the same. Yeah,
they all look the same.
Pigeons. How
There's
do you.
It's going to be a fucking few stuck underneath a bridge because that's where they all live, underneath bridges.
Oh, yeah. They go for a fucking dirty whore visit.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Fred, fucking. Let's
remember that bridge?
Let's go down and see if Darby's still there. We might be able to sneak one away before we get home.
I'm actually going to Google this before the end of this episode to find out if you can actually fucking bet on pigeon racing.
I reckon in some
I'm
country.
I'm going to speak to Pat, and I'm going to get Pat on. Maybe he can explain a bit more about pigeon racing.
There's got to be somewhere in the world got to have pigeon racing where you actually can bet on the fuckers, I reckon. Anyway, I was I don't know where that came from. The other night, I was laying in bed, and yeah. Pigeon racing fucking popped into my... Because it's like, we have for horse racing, we have... Think of our famous horse races. We have Farlap, with Black Caviar.
Great going. Pigeon.
Imagine if you had like a Black Caviar, but a pigeon.
I just want to know what you actually fucking do all night. Like, fucking, I definitely see your notes and shit like that comes up in the morning Stiffy reviewed this at 1 o'clock in the morning. So you obviously do not sleep. And this
I think I sleep. I think maybe something wakes. Maybe I'm dreaming about pigeons and fucking. Then I wake up. I'm like, minute,
1 o'clock. He's fucking edited. What the fuck?
But maybe that's something we can get Bluebet on around, or Ladsbroke, or whoever wants to come on board. get into the pigeon racing.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking hell. That's something. That's some of the shits that fucking. Yeah, it gets me going. Mate, we've talked about my son a little bit about getting his driver's license. I wanted to talk to you this week about when we get it, when we did it, right? So this day and age, your kids have gone through it. They've got their P's now. When did you, let's go back to when you did
when
your
they took the photo was black and white photo.
It wasn't etched in stone.
Yeah,
like,
so they chiseled it in. And, yeah.
But what was the procedure of getting your license? Was it just you go to the cop shop, or was it actually a department?
No, so
transport?
It was still the transport department in Forbes. It was actually a relation that ran it too. So, but she didn't help me.
Oh, she didn't help you. No. Oh, yeah, no worries there.
Here's the thing. So it still took me two goes. But, yeah, it was just a literally A, B, C, buddy, mark it all off. And then we actually got the paper license. So none of this plastic card.
So did you actually have to do a test? Was there?
Yeah, I had to do a test.
How many questions?
Mate, who knows? It was probably.
Three. Name, gender, date of birth.
No, there was no gender back then, mate. You were either fucking.
Yeah, correct.
Dick,
yeah.
Or you didn't have a dick. So. It was fucking. That was the two of them. So. I'm just saying what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that was just went in, done a few questions, and then I think the most daunting part about it was fucking driving the old man around in his fucking pride and joy fucking HQ ute. So that was more stressful than actually getting the license.
As in that day, you got your, and then you drove straight away.
Fucking drive around me. Yeah. Fucking, could not do a fucking thing right. Like he's fucking. He reckons I put a dint in every panel of that ute, except for the tailgate.
Dude, I've got a story. I've got a story. Fuck, it's not about my license, but anyway, it keeps coming up in family. You know when you go at family functions and whatnot, and the old stories come up. As soon as you said dint. Now, Dad, my old man, he had a Tirana. It was this brownie look. I've never saw it. Yes, I saw it, but I was fucking in nappies. And I think it was a brownie looking thing. Anyway, Dad's sitting inside. You know, he's a dairy farmer, so he milks the cows in the morning and he milks them in the afternoon. And during the day, has a bit of a sleep or whatever, siesta. And, you know, I'm running around in fucking nappies. And Dad said, he's like, I can hear you outside fucking running amok and knocking on things. And he's like, fuck, that knock's getting pretty loud. And then it got louder and louder and more often and more often. So Dad's like, fuck, I better go investigate what this little dickhead's up to. Anyway, he's come out. I'm fucking up against the Tirana, like both hands, with a fucking hammer, just smashing the fucking panels and the doors and the fucking, the whole side. I wrote the whole side off. Hail damage on the side.
You're a little cunt.
Little cunt. Yeah, Dad's come out and just gone, fuck!
It looks like a fucking golf ball.
Like, fuck me, what's going on? Yeah, that story comes up quite often. So as soon as you said, what did you say, dints?
A dint. He reckoned to put a dint in every panel. It didn't. He was fucking hammered. He was renowned for putting fucking mayo on everything.
Well,
every
I fucking
story that I did.
I peppered the side of this Tirana like he wouldn't believe. Yeah. Just fucked it.
Yeah, my young fella put zinc all down the side of one of our cars. Fuck, that's a cunt to get on.
Zinc as in like your face zinc?
The pink zinc. The good old zinc. Like, it was probably, well, he's 21 now, so it would have been 18 years ago. And like, it was good zinc. Fuck, mate.
Back then in the day, it would probably have been fucking paint stripper back in the day.
Fuck, mate. Cunt.
Good on you, Jakey.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a classic. Oh, so what else you got?
Mate,
So I've got something for you. Have you ever ridden a unicycle?
No. I can't ride a bike with fucking
wheels.
Oh,
no, you got... We talked about this. You've had a few fucking episodes.
I fall off a lot.
I should have bought the fucker in today. So I have a unicycle. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay. So everyone knows what a unicycle is. It's a fucking one-wheeled bike. You can't even call it a bike, can you? So it's a unicycle. Yeah. So I reckon we should we should have a unicycle off one night after we do a potty.
No.
And full of piss.
No.
That's the way I learnt how to ride a unicycle. I bought a mate of mine had a unicycle and I tried to fucking ride it. No good. Absolutely no good. To just thinking too much about it, right? And then one night we got on the, it was like a Friday night or something, got on the piss, absolutely blottoed. The unicycle came out again and I rode it. Just because, you know, you're not thinking about this and that. And when I say I rode it, I went fucking 3 meters where before I couldn't even go 1 meter. So I'm like, right, let's get pissed more often and see if I can do a kilometer. So we're going to have to do that. I'm going to get you on a unicycycle. We might have to up your life insurance a little bit.
Fucking nah.
Get you strapped. Nah. Anyway, I'll do it first anyway. I reckon I'll bring it in. I'll bring the unicycle.
It's like me and skateboards. Skateboards and fucking me and no.
Do you reckon as we get...
With wheels on it actually? Is no.
So more wheels the better or more wheels not so good?
No. See, I like quads.
Yeah, four wheelers.
I like motorbikes as well, but...
But when you talk... Oh, skateboards have got four wheels.
Skateboards are fucking unstable. I think mainly when...
Well, they're not.
When I get on a skateboard, it's actually I'm always drunk.
Yeah, so you're the unstable component of a skateboard.
So it was it was just after that we got married and there was a couple of kids across the road and we lived on a big hill at that stage.
Shout out to the Big Hills.
The Big Hills at Currumbin, actually. And I went, give us a go on that. And actually, these two kids were actually pretty concerned about it. They went, I don't think that's a good idea, mister. I said, ah, fuck it. See how this, mate. It was one of the biggest fucking steps I've ever taken in my life when I come off that thing, eh? You're going down and you take that first step.
Yep.
Like, that's a big step. Like, that's like 2.5 meters.
Is it kind of like Neil Armstrong on the moon?
The moon, yeah. It's fucking so good. Yeah. So, no to the unicycle, thank you. But thanks for asking.
So, but what you're saying, no to skateboards? No to. Have you ever been in? So, have you ever done rollerblading? Have you ever done roller skating?
I can roller skate.
Ice skating?
Ice skate.
That's got no wheels, but it's the same thing.
Yep. I can do all that.
Can you?
Yep.
So, what about one day we dress you up in lycra? Oh, not lycra. So, what was. You know, back in the 70s where they're all. Hey, like this color here on the walls, all everything was all bright.
Yeah.
And we go down the Gold Coast on the Broadwalk or the Esplanade or the fucking. And we dress up in the brightest fucking. Fluorescent leotards and tights and
these are 8%.
Yeah,
like fucking. I reckon of
so
I'll
if you can
videoing
if you can no 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 if you no, can no. if you can roller skate
yep.
or rollerblade or skateboard, which one do you prefer?
I'll rollerblade.
Or bring roller out the blades. Do you think it's is it a dying thing? The old rollerblading, or is it gone?
I don't see much of it around, actually. It's more scooters. I like scooters.
Everyone likes scooters.
Yeah. No, especially drunk on a scooter is good.
You got to remember, we've got to do something like a throwback thing. So scooters are a new thing.
Okay. I'll rollerblade and you unicycle.
Oh, I was going to say I'll skateboard, but I'll unicycle. But anyway, we'll do something like that one day. I reckon that'd be pretty cool.
Right out.
Down the Gold Coast on a Saturday afternoon. Full colours, like as in...
Oh, can we get one of the Walkmans, like the old clip-on Walkman?
Yeah, we can do that.
Fucking...
Yeah, and you know the tennis bands they wear?
Yep.
Let's get like fluoro yellow and pink.
Yep.
And do the whole thing. Like
let's do it. Let's get like 5 or 6 of us doing it though.
Yeah, and it'd be like it'd be a lads thing, right? We'll start that as a lads thing.
These colours.
They're pretty cool colours, aren't they?
Yeah. I like it.
So, man, we can go on some roller coaster roads. Dude, but the thing about what I was getting to with that is, have you ever had a severe case of chafe? Like one of these ones where you are bleeding.
Yep.
Tell me the story.
Yep. Oh, I've had many. So, we did, so one of my jobs was, we're doing roadworks. So, we do a lot of kilometers, like on the roadworks, installing barriers and shit like that. So you'd be fucking in jeans because you had to wear longs and
it's
fucking humid as fucking, just nasty fucking shit. Like fucking walk around like a cowboy towards the end of the night. So it's yucky.
Yep.
But now I haven't had chafe since I start wearing new undies. Step ones.
Oh, you into them?
Oh, fuck, mate, rate them.
Yeah,
I've
right.
Never had chafe.
Yeah.
Since then.
Yeah. Because obviously that's what
they are. The fucking bomb.
So it's kind of like wearing Teflon around your upper thighs. Nothing sticks to it.
No.
It's a bit like great. Cooking an egg if you use an old stainless steel fry pan compared to a Teflon.
Shout out to Step Ones.
Step Ones. Yeah. There they go.
Yeah. But how good, like when you get chafe, the next morning it's gone.
How?
Well, it's gone. So all I do is I strip off.
Yeah, when you're asleep. Yeah, so you do the big starfish?
You do the big starfish.
Yeah.
Get some air into there. The next morning's good.
Do you dabble with anything?
No. And just if I do, it's dab, 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 not rub.
Because what happens when you rub it?
Well, it's no good. It doesn't work.
But do you put baby powder on? Do you put any? Or just let the air dry it out?
Yeah, the air. Yeah,
right. Copy. Air.
So you've just got to.
Yeah. How funny is it when you, like, when you go down the coast for holidays or something, and it might be your first day, but you see families that have been there for like a week or something and their kids or the dad or someone's walking back to either the campsite or the caravan and they're doing the big waddle.
It looks like John Wayne.
Where their legs are fucking a mess. It's like their feet, right? Instead of being in a normal walk, you're about, I don't know, what, fucking 15 centimetres apart? They're fucking spread about a metre and they're walking like they've got the biggest balls.
Yeah.
But they ain't got big balls. They just got fucking bleeding going on in between the chain, between the leggies.
No. Fuck that.
Oh. Hate chafe. No. I've had it a few times. Most of the times, of course, is when I'm, you know, like the coastal stuff is in fucking wearing, and I don't do it these days, but you know, when you're just wearing jocks, you know, you go for a swim in the morning, you're wearing wet jocks or wet pants and you got to be in them all day, or you shouldn't be in them all day. You should fucking let them things air out and then you end up with chafe. Like, oh yeah, that fucking hurts.
Yeah. Now, I've got a few mates that actually, when they're on holidays, they actually don't wear undies. It's like a uniform.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, so you're one of those?
Yeah, I don't wear undies. I wear undies, like I do.
So at work you wear undies?
Yeah. You want to keep the ball. You want to keep the boys fucking.
So if
you're on
holidays, it's like a different uniform. So you're just not wearing.
Fucking oath! The boys want to be out. The boys are like, I'm on holidays too. Fucking oath! You know, during the week when you're at work, you want to keep them nice and doit.
And then holidays.
Holidays, mate. Free. It's fucking oath.
Yeah.
You do. So when I go on holidays, actually, it's not even holidays. I'm talking about weekend mode. Friday afternoon, Friday night through to Monday morning. Free balling. Yeah. And I've got the pants. So these shorts that I get are like quick dry shorts, but they're not board shorts. They're just like little short, like shorts, but not short shorts, but short shorts, you know, shorts.
Who likes short shorts?
And if I sit the wrong way, I might pop a testicle. Yeah. You know, as in like.
I just look straight down then.
Yeah. Oh. When you pop a ball, you pop a ball. And if you pop something else, well, hey, whatever. You get a bit of a look at.
I can't stop looking at your fucking crutch.
Well,
now.
Stop looking then.
So it's the weekend, so do you have undies on now?
Oh, we're getting away from that, are we? Oh, you crack me up. No, but seriously, holiday mode, absolutely. The boys have got to be on holidays too. Yeah. Don't you let your boys on holiday?
Yeah, when I'm asleep.
Yeah. You're missing.
That's like the same as what...
You're missing out.
Yeah, so my dogs, so I've got like three dogs.
Yeah.
So Monday to Friday, they get tied up. Every Monday to Friday, the whole
time.
So we let them off for a little bit of a run and then tied back up. But on the weekend, they're free. So it's like us going to work. So they need to have look forward to the weekend just like us.
Oh, as in get...
Yeah, so they go, well, righto, well, fucking, that's their work, is getting tied up all week.
Yep.
And then the weekend, we set them free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, same sort of thing what you're talking about. So.
Yeah, copy.
Yeah.
That's a little bit about balls. Hey, I've got another thing. So.
Actually, I've got to get another drink.
Yeah. Oh, righto. Well, you can go get another drink. I need another drink too.
What do you want?
Well.
Actually, now that I don't have to walk, it's much better. So, just I'm going to go in here.
Just do a lucky dip. Right. Yeah, just do a lucky dip, mate. And then I'll start the next one. But you can go for it. Well done. Mm-hmm. I just finished off my little fat lamb. Oh. Yeah, okay. So bring that over here. So I'll hang that. I'll hold that up to the camera. Actually, that's the howler. That's what those cans look like. We're on these the last couple of potties ago. They're absolutely sensational. Little 6 percenters, which is a little, you know, which is good. So you ready? Okay, I'm going to crack mine. Here we go. And these are banana infused as well. So they're bourbon whiskey with natural banana flavored and cola.
These ones don't actually crack that nice. So.
Oh, show us what you got.
It's a bit quick.
That was all right.
It's a bit quick.
I like the content.
It's so really good.
So what's your recommendation on how do they improve the cracking?
I don't know. Like these ones, I think it's a thicker tin on the top. So yep. It's actually much wider too.
Yeah, okay.
Look at that.
Yeah, cool.
Well, don't be cheers. Sorry, be better.
Yep. Cheers, mate. Yep. Shout out to the howler. Mm. So, mate.
Yep, you go.
I don't know what the date is today. I think it's actually the 14th of July. Yeah. But one thing that popped up in my news feed during the week was the 4th of July over in America, they do their big 4th of July celebrations. And one thing I wanted to talk to you about was, and I've seen this before, is over in Alaska, there's an Alaskan town celebrates the 4th of July by launching cars off a cliff. Have you seen those reels?
I've seen something on Facebook where they, with that. Yeah.
Yeah, they send, like it's just, you just see these cars just launch off a cliff, right? So it's in Glacier View, Alaska. And I'll just give you a bit of spiel about this because I would love to be there one 4th of July. It sounds amazing. Like I've seen it anyway. If there's a best way to celebrate the 4th of July, it's 100% the way the Glacier View, Alaska celebrates. While most of us are launching fireworks or burning some sparklers, Glacier View is launching cars off a cliff while blaring "God Bless the USA." That's the America I love. The car launch is clearly a popular event, and it's easy to see why tickets cost just $20 for adults. And it might be the greatest party you'll ever attend. There's food vendors, there's pizzas, there's ice creams, there's brisket sandwiches. So it's all going on. There's even rumors this year that a pink Barbie Corvette will be shot off the cliff this year. So we're already a week on from that event. So I actually haven't seen anything yet, but we might have to have a bit of a look at that.
Check the pink Barbie.
It says, don't worry, there aren't any people inside these vehicles. They are launching those bad boys empty, and it's insane, quite possibly the greatest 4th of July event out there. So if you've never seen it, go search on YouTube, 4th of July car launch, and check it out. It's fucking insane. It's seriously insane. So I had a bit of a look last year at it. They've got this run-up. It's like some dude's backyard. It's like, you can see his house, you can see his shed and whatnot. And then it drops off into like a river, right? But this cliff is huge. So I think he's got a cable that pulls the car.
So no one's sitting in it and then just jumping out of like
correct. So the thing that they do is when they send it off the cliff, it's valve bouncing. It's at max RPM. You know, through the air. It sounds amazing. So there's a cable, I think, that directs them to the cliff and to the jump. So all they've got to do is jam it in gear and, you know, get the old broomstick and fucking feed that pedal down the metal and just send it. And I think the run-up is only a couple of hundred, like 100 meters or so. So it's not like they get a huge run-up. But check that out on YouTube because it just, fuck, it looks amazing.
Yep. We need an event like this in Australia.
Oh, it takes me back to the day. So when I was a young fella, BMX days, right? The BMX bandit days. We used to, because, you know, in the bike game, I used to race and whatnot. So to practice a little bit of that, what we used to do is I had this metal ramp that we set up. So we get the BMX. So then I would, okay, so I'd jump the metal ramp. Yep. Okay, so then I'd pick the metal ramp up with a tractor. I'd take it down to the dam's edge and sink this metal ramp into this dam's edge. And then we'd get our treadly deadlies out and simply find the hill and go down, yep, you know, hit the ramp and land in the water and do tricks and backflips and front flips and all that sort of shit, right? It was pretty cool. So we'd spend a Saturday afternoon just launching BMXs into the dam. And I'm talking, this dam wasn't even that deep. I reckon it was only 6 foot deep and then about 6 foot of mud under there, because every time you'd land in it, you'd fucking hit the mud on the bottom. And this one story I'll get to is my brother Jeff. He was younger than, obviously he's younger than me, and I reckon I was 13, say I'm 13, so he's 10. He gets on the treadly deadly, goes up the hill, flying down towards a hill. He got that fast, and it probably wasn't that fast, but anyway, got out of control, got the tank slapper, you know, the old-fashioned tank slapper where the handlebars just go wang, 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 wang. He's fucking binned it a metre before the ramp.
Oh, no.
And he's doing like, I don't know, 20 kilometres an hour, which doesn't sound fast, but on a treadly down a hill on dirt. Anyway, so this metal ramp, we actually, to get traction, we painted it with paint and then threw sand on it.
Yep.
So it was like sandpaper. He's fucking binned it a metre before the ramp and just scratched himself right up this and then landed in the water.
Yeah.
And, of course, the water's full of cow shit and you name it, all that sort of good stuff.
Yeah, it's infection spice.
Oh, nasty.
Wore all the pointy bits down on his bones.
Nasty. So, mate, that 4th of July thing over in the States,
mate,
sounds...
we'll have to go to the NT for Cracker Night.
Oh, it was just on.
I know. Like that
1st of July.
It's bullshit. Why can't we all have it?
I know.
That used to be so much fun.
And we should do it before...
Remember the throwdowns?
The what?
Did you have throwdowns? No, not fucking...
VB throwdowns?
No, they were like little crackers. So they had like a little target on them. They were about sort of the size of a 5-cent coin. They were packed with like powder and you just...
Oh, popping rocks. Popping rocks.
Popping rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We used to call them throwdowns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a little matchbox sort
yes.
of... Yes. So I was singing, throw them down and fucking scared.
I only threw fucking 10 of them on Friday night this week, 2 nights ago. Because you can buy them
in
from
Queensland.
You can buy them from Carrara Market.
Oh, so that we're little, actually allowed to have them.
Yeah, yeah, that little packet.
I thought you were trying to sell you.
No, seriously. No.
Trouble, eh?
Fucking, and the packet's probably still in the car.
We'll get some.
So, yeah, I do remember them. You just simply throw it down the ground and they pop.
They bang.
They pop.
Yeah.
But Cracker Night in the NT is not that. Cracker Night in the NT is next level shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. A mate of mine goes up to every year because he's got some gear up there as in equipment gear, as in excavators and stuff like that. And he always sends me videos of Cracker Night. And it's
that
just like
good to go back to. So that was a lot of childhood memories for me.
You spent some time up in like your Humpty Doo area.
No, that wasn't me. That was the father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Yeah. So New South Wales, back when things were simple and you were allowed to fucking use explosive devices and blow fingers off. And
yeah, where did we go wrong with that? Why did we get rid of it? Politicians?
Let's not start on that.
Fuckheads. Unreal, isn't it? Dude, you know how I like to go off on different angles and different fucking rants?
Mm-hmm.
Reincarnation, right? Picture this. You die. We all die. Mm. The two things that are guaranteed in life are?
Rooting a nurse and dying. Sorry, did I say?
Right, okay. I was going with taxes and death for rooting a nurse. Oh, fuck it. All right, let me change that. Three things in life. Fuck, you got me there. Okay, so, yeah, taxes and death. It's going to happen one day, right? Reincarnation. You're going to come back as something, right? It's wash all that bullshit out of the way. You're going to come back as something. What would Barney like to come back as? This is like brainwashing.
Mate, this is a hard one, actually.
Because there's so many fucking good things and bad things, right?
There's like fucking...
All right, I'm going to give you a list. Okay, I'm going to give you a list.
Go for it.
If you were to come back as an animal, what animal would you come back as?
My wife's horse.
Fucking what?
My wife's horse.
Why?
Mate, those things are looked after fucking much more gooder than I am.
Gooder?
Much more gooder.
All right, so you'll come back as a horse.
I'm going to get looked after.
But it's got to be in your wife's stable.
100%.
As in that stable.
It cannot be fucking, yeah.
You're not going to be sent to the glue factory. Oh, no. Yeah.
Right. That's my daughter's horse, so yeah, the glue stick.
All right. What type of vehicle? Actually, I should probably do me, shouldn't I?
I'll ask that question. What sort of animal are you going to come back as?
I'd like to be some sort of bird. I don't know why. I just like to be free and flying. I love flying.
Yeah.
So maybe a big eagle or something, or seagull. Mate.
Actually, do you get a choice? Like if you go bird, do they actually just go, righto, you are now a...
Oh.
Yeah, so do you have to be... Yeah. Get
so if you if you say horse, yeah. you could be a miniature star, a mission yeah, miniature pony and not be this, not be a Clydesdale.
I'm a stallion, baby. So I reckon, yeah, so the bird, I reckon you'd probably come back as a...
Mr. Keats? Laurie?
A lorikeet? Yeah.
No.
Like galah?
A galah? Me?
Yeah, galah. Maybe a galah.
I wouldn't be an owl. Who? What? Who? What? Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I'd love to fly, so probably a bird, I reckon. All right, so what type of vehicle would you be? And when I say vehicle, I'm going to put it down to a car.
Yep.
Would you be a four-wheel drive? Would you be a fucking sports car? What do you reckon?
I'm probably going to come back as a Tirana.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Worth a lot of money. Look good.
Yep. That's you.
Yeah. That's me. Tirana. What about you?
Oh, I actually don't know. I reckon I'd be a Unimog. Just fucking slow and steady and go fucking anywhere.
That's a truck.
It's you a vehicle. A all right. Okay. If I was a vehicle, mate.
Well, a car, like a passenger car.
Well, I'm pretty fast, and I look good, and I dress.
It'd have to have a low induction noise because of your nose. Cause
and like, I look
you
good.
Can't
in,
breathe through that. So
I look good in red.
Red? Oh, so like a red Corvette.
I was thinking Ferrari.
Ferrari.
And that's got a. Is that a horse symbol on the front of Ferrari?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Right, so maybe that. What type of? Now this is where I was going with it. What type of tool? Now I might say mine first, right? And what I don't want to come back as is a fucking concrete saw. Those fuckers get no loving. A concrete saw.
Oh, I know it.
They scream and they do the hardest work. Concrete saw. You're cutting concrete up. Hang on. You are cutting concrete up where you are doing the hardest work and you get no loving because they, you know, dirty old concrete is all they want to do when they finish with it is drink fucking tins. And you get no cleaning, yeah, you get nothing. So I'm not coming back as a fucking concrete saw.
10 mil socket.
What? Everyone loses you.
Yep. Can't be found. 10 mil socket. That's what I'm coming back as.
Oh, I'm going to come back
as. I'm fucking good at hide and seek.
You know what I'm going to come back as?
What?
I'm going to come back as a nailing gun. I'm just going to fucking nail everything.
Is that because you got a fast ass?
Oh, fuck me. All right, last one about reincarnation. What era would you like to come back into? Like if we were to go, right, you could come back in time or in the future or in a decade even, like the 20s, the 40s, the 60s, the 80s. What would you like to come back into to experience if you were reincarnated?
Probably the 40s, I reckon.
The 40s? Yeah. That's around where the World War...
Yeah, you could probably carry a gun. No one's going to worry.
Yeah, right. Back probably, in that sort of day.
Yeah, the 40s, I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of a bit simpler.
Yep.
Harder.
Harder. Working man.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would come back.
Did we have electricity? Did we have electricity in the 40s?
I've had electricity if I was in the 40s.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, yeah. Fucking oath.
But yeah. Or come back as like a gangster type thing. So,
So not so
like Peaky Blinders sort of
thing. Right. So you're talking like like in the Bronx, like in New York or something, yeah, where you're gangster
over there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I want to be a good gangster. I don't want to be a bad one.
Is there even good ones? I thought gangsters.
Yeah, but the bad ones are dead. Yeah, I want to be a good gangster. So.
A millionaire gangster.
Yeah. Yeah, the boss. I want to be the boss.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Boss of a gangster.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, thinking. I reckon the same. Like, definitely. I don't want to be in the future. I want to be back in the past where it'd be interesting.
Well, you don't know the future. So.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'd love to be back there somewhere. Maybe 40s, maybe 50s. But I'd certainly be bringing back some things like hygienic things, like so the women can make sure they're prim and proper. Because there was not a lot of that going on back then, was there?
Bring back the bush, you reckon?
No. I want the opposite. The if bush. I was to go back in time,
you're a vinyl man.
You're going to be going you're to places vinyl. Where you're experiencing the bush. I like the ocean. It's clean. There's sand. You can walk around and look at everything. I don't want to be going through the bush where you can't even see what's in front of you.
Yeah, you don't want old growth bush. You want sort of, yeah.
You want it
like park-like bush.
No. Nothing.
Nothing. Bald.
So back then, I don't
I'm
think
going
they...
for a piss.
Well, hang on. Let me fucking press pause so we can fucking do that. Yeah, we're back on. So we're just talking about the bush and we had to go for a piss. I don't know why that brought on a piss for you, but it did.
Fuck, I was just, yeah, I've had like fucking...
I know, these ginger beers and howlheads going good. Anyway, so that's a little bit about reincarnation, right? Mm. We're done with that. Let's move on. One thing I want to talk to you about, probably the, we'll make this the last one. Tea towels. Yeah. How good are you or do you do tea towel flicking competitions? Because fuck me. With a mate of mine, we do the one for one. So picture this. You've got your tea towel. Everyone knows what a tea towel flick is, right? Whack-a-tang. It's like a whiplash. It's like a fucking, it's like the whip. Woo, done. We do what you call one for one and it's a game of pain, really. And there's no end game to it. It's just until things go wrong. And they always do. So picture this. You've got the tea towel. You wet the... And there are different tea towels. This is how strategic I get with tea towels. Tea towels are not all the same. They're made differently. Some have got the little... in the corners, they're double stitched and they've got a bit of weight about them. Right? They've got the little edge and you can feel them. Like if you're listening to this right now, go to your fucking kitchen, grab your tea towel. If there's not the double stitching in the corner on it with a... Anyway. Then there's other tea towels that are old tea towels. They've had a bit of use. They get the stringy ends about them and they get a different crack about it as well.
Fluffiness.
Yeah. So tea towels, fuck me, I can have about 5 different tea towels and get different results out of my tea towel flicking. This is how fucking much I go into it. Fuck me. So anyway, you've got to wet them, not the whole tea towel, just the last inch.
The tip, yep.
Yep, just the tip, about an inch, just wet it, get it out. And it's one for one where you simply stand in the kitchen and you let your buddy, your mate, your brother, your sister, your father, whoever's in the game. Because, you know, when you're around the dishwashing or around the sink, it's normally a family member. And you just simply go one for one. So the rules are below the knee only. Below the knee. Yeah, because...
Meow, meow.
Yeah, no, below meow. The knee. Because simply... It gets, we draw blood. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're going to draw blood, let's keep it below the knees. Simply, it fucking hurts. So anyway, flicking competition, one for one. You get to do one flick only. If you miss, too bad, so sad. Yep. Be better, you know?
Yeah.
If you hit, great, but you've got to get the sweet spot, the absolute sweet spot. And when you get the sweet spot, you hear it. It's like, you know when a whip fucking cracks? It's because it breaks the sound barrier. The tea towel fucking breaks the speed barrier as well. I guarantee it.
I can crack a whip.
You can crack a whip. Yep. Can you
That's
crack a tea towel?
That's what I used to do at Cross Country.
You did too?
We used to do stock whip cracking demonstrations.
Can you still do it? Can you do
I
the
can
double?
Do double.
Fuck off!
I can do the double. And I challenge you to a duel.
Oh, Jesus. You challenge me to a duel with... Oh, fuck. What have we got here? I did not see this. You got tea towels.
Tea towels.
Yeah, but you haven't wet them.
They're not wet yet.
No.
It doesn't have to be this episode.
Oh, no. Okay. But yeah,
these
right.
These are brand new too. These are unused.
No.
I actually challenge you to a duel because I...
Yeah, that's why
I'm going meow, meow.
I tell you what. These aren't the right ones.
No, these are not the best
ones. These
are
light.
There's
no weight. Yep.
But
I'll tell you what, when we go do the duel,
yep.
Let's not use these. Let's bring our own artillery.
And I'll bring a stock whip.
Yeah, but we're not using the fucking stock whip. You're going to hurt me.
I'm going to hurt you with a tea towel.
No, you're not.
Oh, fucking
You probably will. You probably will. This tea towel's too light.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do tea towel flicking competition. Yeah. And we bring our own arsenal. We bring our own tea towels because I've got my favourites.
And I'm going to bring my own sock whip too.
And you're going to bring your own sock whip. Yeah. But anyway, so back to the yarn. Have you ever done the tea towel flicking with your family member? Of course you do.
100%.
Do you draw blood?
I wouldn't say I've drawn blood.
Oh, well, you're going to see your first blood event. You've never drawn blood with tea towel.
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is good. Yeah, definitely. So, of course, I've got my little... I was going to release my little secrets. Maybe I shouldn't. Hey, I will. So, secrets with tea towel flicking is aim and, of course, hitting...
It's in the wrist.
It's always in the wrist.
It's in the wrist.
Yeah. Anyone that's got a good wrist action... Because it is. You've got to have that good wrist action. And I don't know if the camera's picking it up or not, but you've got to have that good wrist action, that flick. You know? So I've got some pretty good wrist action. I've been practicing that a lot lately. And tea towel flicking competition, that is.
Yeah.
So the secret is you've got to hit the same spot twice. Not even twice, multiple spots. And there is different parts of your body that bleed... That bleed faster or bleed quicker because the skin layer is different. Yeah.
So you reckon below the knee is the go?
Well, the thing about below the knee is when you start thinking about it. So you know your shin. Let's go the shin. That's pretty hardy. That cops a lot of shin bash. And you did it today when you got out of the car.
I fucking did.
You bashed your fucking
shin. It was on
you
my
bashed
fucking
your shin.
Knee.
But did you draw blood? No, you didn't. But there are certain parts on your body that. For some reason, has skin differences where it's a little bit tender. And, the tea towel will break the skin very easily.
So where are we aiming?
Below the knee.
What's your aim?
That's it. There's one rule.
The back of the calf.
Wherever you want. And the thing is, you stand there and you cop it like a man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You don't flinch. You don't budge. No. And the thing about it is, if I miss, well...
Have you seen those crazy fucking Japanese where they put the gazoo in the mouth?
Oh.
And they do the fucking elastic band.
Is that with the mask on?
Yeah,
they've got the horse. Is that a horse?
It's all fucking...
It's fucking funny.
It's funny as fuck.
It's similar to that.
And if they make a noise, then they get to have another
because they've got a duck whistle.
Yeah, you go...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do the best duck call. You want to hear my duck call?
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So you've got to get... the camera will probably pick this up too. You've got to get your fingers the right way. So I might put this in front of the... And then... Anyway, I'll just do it, eh? Hey, doggy, doggy. Yeah, it's a dad joke. Yeah, yeah. Did it get you? Yeah, did you? So that's a dad joke. Yeah.
You're a fuckwit. You're a dad said fuckwit. But I will actually fucking own you.
Yeah,
on this tea towel challenge.
Well, I reckon we put a wager on it. I reckon I'm sitting at about. So you reckon you're $1.10, like you or $1.01? Are you that? Or $1?
I'm under $1. I'm like 95 cents.
So you're not even worth fucking betting on.
No, fucking would not even bet on me.
Like, fucking hell, you're a guaranteed thing.
A guaranteed mate.
All right, righto. Well, anyway.
And we'll get the stock whip out first, just to give you a little bit of a demonstration. So then you can pull out. So maybe
I pull out.
$1.10 before that. So.
I'm no good at stock whipping.
You're not?
No.
Oh, so I'm scared of... That is...
I'm scared of hitting the fucking back of my ear.
Yeah.
Because I've done that before. You go wicker pack and... Yeah.
Some people can, some people can't. So.
Is that an elbow? Is that a wrist? Is that a body?
It's actually exactly the same as a tea towel thing.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. But the stance is different. You're doing it above your head.
Yeah. Be scared.
I'm already scared about the whip.
Be scared.
I'm not scared about the tea towel.
Mm, you should be.
I've got scars from tea towels. And my scars tell stories.
These ones will be big scars.
All right, so look forward to that.
If wants to get on board, we can actually put a few odds on this. So.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I reckon we and that's going to be something. I'm not throwing the towel in.
You just did.
I am.
You actually
simply
just threw the towel in. So
I'm simply throwing that towel in because that's not going to be the one I use. I've got my
actually. Own. While we're on tea towels, though, so I've actually got a bit of a joke. So this will be my joke of the day at the end of it. So.
Yeah, right.
And it includes a tea towel. So close the fridge door, please, mate. The cold air's getting out.
There you go, Bruce.
So, mate. Next door to us is a, he's got fucking pet chickens and shit, so he's fucking got this pride chicken that sits in the car with him, sits on his shoulder, fucking, he loves this thing, eh?
Yeah.
Like, and we've got some roadworks going on out the front of our place at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking steamroller comes across, fucking runs over his chicken.
Runs over the chicken.
Runs over the chicken. Just, oh, just yeah. like that. So chicken's fucked.
Oh, it's flat.
It's flat.
Fucked.
It's fucked. So, mate, he's fucking devastated. So the kids, the wife, everyone's fucking upset. Like, he's fucking, he's not talking to anyone. And so they, whatever. So he takes it down to the taxidermist. And can you make this, so he shows me a photo, and said, can you make this look like my chicken? He said, yeah, mate, we can fucking do this. So,
yeah.
So he fucking, the taxidermist is fucking, he's working away and does all these fucking, he's pretty good taxidermist, this bloke, so.
Yeah, right.
And old mate comes back into him, let's call the next door neighbour, Steve.
Yeah, right. And of course, anyone that's just using the audio is not going to be able to see this, but.
No, but.
Barney's doing something with the T-tail. Yeah.
Doing that.
All right. So he's rolled him up a bit. He was flat. Now he's rolled up.
So old mate comes in there and he's fucking walked in. He said, right out, I'm here to pick up my chicken. He goes, there you go, mate. He said, there's chicken. He said, it doesn't look fucking anything like my fucking chicken. He said, oh, just fucking hold your horses. I'm not fucking finished yet.
Oh, yeah.
So he's fucking sitting there and he's plucking away at the old mate's fucking chicken. He's, yep.
What the fuck are you
doing? Oh, I'm a taxidermist.
Yeah.
Fucking chicken. He said, there you go, mate. He said, fucking.
Oh, there it is.
there's your chicken.
Yeah, that's a cooked chook right there. Yeah. Well done, Barney.
Yeah,
I've got one joke for you, actually.
Go for it.
What do gay horses eat?
I don't know, Stiffy. What do gay horses eat?
Hey!
Fuck, we've got to end that at that.
That's it, mate. We're done. It's been a great fucking chat there, bros. Fucking catching absolutely. Up with you again.
Yep.
So I'm going to sign off. Mate, it's seriously been a really good a yarn this week. I've got a bit of a thing that I want to talk about at the end, but what do you reckon? It's time to giddy up and go.
Yep. No, let's end that. Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Dude, I did have something I wanted to say to you at the end of this, but do you think I can find it? No, I can't. So we're just going to have to end it with today's been a great day to catching up with you again, Barney. Cheers.
It has been, mate.
Cheers for the big ears.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less.